We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all light, may our hearts be ringing with the sound of the angels. Glory to God in the highest. May we be aglow in your heavenly light, dear Lord, as we once again, through the eyes of faith, look into the manger. Bless us. Guide us ever onward, dear Lord, that we might once again taste how high and wide and deep your love truly is. In Christ, our living Savior, we pray. Amen. Henry wasn't a teddy bear. He was more of a grizzly bear. His wife's name was May, but everyone called her Sunny because she was so full of sunshine. In every room she walked into was a bright ray of sunlight. She was as bright as Henry was dark. But now Henry stood at Sonny's casket. Any joy that he had in this life was being buried with his wife. We often take for granted the blessings we have until they are gone. What would our lives be like had Jesus never been born as a babe of Bethlehem? Had Jesus stayed on his throne in heaven, then there would be no salvation. After Adam and Eve had invited wickedness into their hearts, ate the forbidden fruit, and destroyed the perfect life that God had given them, they would have been all alone, quaking and shaking in their sin and shame. If God had no plan to send his son to be born of a woman, then there would have been no reason for God to go to them, nothing to comfort them with. No. God would have rejected them as cursed traitors who were dead to him. Adam and Eve would not have only been weeping at the door of Eden, but also at the door of hell. Then there would have been no chosen people of Israel, no gospel promises, no Bible. Instead of God pouring out his loving heart on the pages of Scripture, all there would have been was silence. Horrifying silence of judgment. The thief on the cross would have gone directly to the fires of hell. Paul would have still been the chief of sinners. We would not be celebrating Christmas Eve, but rather gathered around some pagan shrine, whipping ourselves or sacrificing our children to atone for the sins of our soul. There would be no peace or joy or hope or light, but only the crushing doom of guilt and the certain fear of judgment. Bitter darkness everywhere, in everything. If God was determined to give us over to our sins, well, then he'd have no purpose in protecting us. He would say to us, you who live for your lust, your greed, your power, your pleasures, oh, let your pagan gods keep danger and disease away from you. Let the gods of the forests or the fields give you food and clothing and house and family. We would truly be all on our own had Christ never been born. To corrupt governments and to science, we would cry out, save us, save us. In a world without forgiveness, the darkness of our sins would be more than our hearts could bear. every city, no matter the size, whether as big as New York City or as small as Slade's Corners, would turn into a Gotham City, a Caprini Green, the battlegrounds of Afghanistan. We would bounce back and forth from fear to anger to envy to despair, and the worst pain would still be ahead of us as God's judgment would descend upon us. What would it be like to spend eternity in the fires of hell with the demons? But a Savior has been born. This is the child that changes everything. His birth gives us birth into a new life with God. A life of peace and safety and love from God. A life of peace and joy and hope in our hearts. And a life where we are truly able to love and be a blessing to everyone in our lives. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When God put his son into the manger, he gave us everything. Pure love in human flesh. We needed forgiveness. So God gave us his son to stand in our flesh, to stand between us and the avalanche of God's justice coming upon us. Our mighty God has defeated Satan, both in the wilderness and on the cross. Our King of Kings has washed us clean with his own blood, made us holy. We needed peace with God, peace from our guilty conscience. And so our Prince of Peace has come and forgiven and forgotten our life of sin. He was born in order to make us his holy bride. We live under his vow, a vow to have and to hold us forevermore. Soon he will fulfill that vow to its fullest extent and take us to his home to live in his full glory for all eternity. No, we no longer live in the gloom and despair of this world because the light of salvation has dawned in our hearts and is aglow in our lives. Our Prince of Peace empowers us to be agents of peace. What is this world to us? It isn't some sort of trophy for us to strive to win. When people sin against us, they are just doing what comes from their evil nature, what we used to do. This world is full of dark grizzly bears. Remember May? Nicknamed Sunny? Oh, that each and every one of us could be a Sunny, bringing sunshine into every room we enter. But not just a beaming smile and a jolly personality. Oh, that we may beam and be aglow in reflecting the glory of the Son of God, the baby in the manger, born in Bethlehem and now sits on his throne in heaven. This is the child that has changed everything for us. And this child wishes to change everything for those unbelievers who are in our lives. May God's truth and his love so beam out from us to our family and friends and neighbors so that more and more people might receive that gift from God, His one and only Son, His gift of salvation. On this Christmas Eve, we join the angels in heaven singing, "Glory to God in the highest. Our Savior has come." This is the child that changes everything. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, our times are in your hands. As your echoes of your songs of praise echo throughout this world, so may we join in the chorus that sings, "Glory to God in the highest." Bless us, guide us ever onward through all the years yet stretched out in front of us, that we might give you glory and praise. In Christ our Savior, amen.